President Obama and congressional leaders met yesterday face-to-face for the first time in what we're calling the fiscal cliff negotiations. The White House has just announced the president will meet with them again the week after Thanksgiving for another cliff talk. Joining us to chat about this, Carrie Boodoff Brown, White House reporter for Politico. Hi there, Carrie, and thanks for being with us.
No, thank you for having me.
Did they make any progress in yesterday's meeting?
You know, it seems like they did. They came to, some meeting of the minds over sort of how to proceed and sort of a broad outline on how to move forward, a potential outline being that they make a down payment on taxes and entitlement spending before the end of the year, and they follow it next year with tax reform, which would be a pretty lengthy involved process. Now, the problem is, or the issue is, they have to get into the details when they return after Thanksgiving, and that is always the sticking point in these types of negotiations. You can generally agree on sort of how to move forward, but when you get down to the details, that's what matters, and that's what's the hardest thing to deal with.
House Speaker John Boehner and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell declared themselves open to raising new revenues. Does that translate to saying yes to increased taxes for the wealthy, which the president made such a big deal of during the campaign?
It doesn't mean raising their income tax rates for the wealthy. There's a difference. Revenue is a very broad term. Democrats view it as raising income tax rates. Republicans saying they would raise, get more revenue from the wealthy through closing deductions and loopholes. So there's a big difference there. The Democrats like the idea of closing loopholes and raising deduction levels so it's not so low. But they also want to raise tax rates, and that is the sort of the nub. That's where the difference is between these two parties that they're going to have to resolve, because Democrats and the president, they're certainly drawing a pretty hard line on income tax rates, and they don't look like they're in any way going to budge, at least for now.
So is this a question of who's going to blink first?
It really is. I mean, they're not going to get beyond or anywhere past taxes if they can't get if one side doesn't blink on this one issue of tax rates, given how determined the president is, given how he did in the election. He believes he has a mandate on this. He's folded once before on this, so he's really sort of insistent on holding firm. You have Democrats in the Senate who are saying we'd rather go past January 1st than allow the rates to stay where they are for another year. So it's really one of these issues where Republicans are going to have to step back. Maybe they raise income tax rates up to 37% from 35 rather than up to 39, which is what the president has wants. There is a middle ground they can find, but it really requires House Speaker Boehner to say, we'll go for it. And a lot of people don't see that happening. So it's a crucial couple of weeks here for sure.
And just before we let you go, what's your gut feeling about this? Are we going to turn around from the cliff or go over the slope here?
I think it depends really on the president and whether he decides that the tax rates are worth fighting for, raising them. And it certainly seems like he's prepared to do that. However, I think if we see some external factors coming into play, either sort of wild gyrations on the market or just something else, you could see them trying to come to some kind of short-term deal that gives both sides something to, give them cover. But right now I would say, the pressure is on Republicans to relent a bit, and I'm not sure I see it yet, and I do think the president's going to probably hold firm to that for a good couple of weeks, and I think we'll be down to around Christmas, not really necessarily knowing what's going to happen.
Thanks so much for your insight, Carrie. Good talking to you.
Same here. My pleasure.
Carrie Boodoff Brown, White House reporter for Politico.